Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind, Part 6 of How to Manifest Wealth and Riches Through the Power of Your Mind with the Law of Attraction. I'm CJ Savage, also known as The Hypnosis Queen, also known as Cheryl J. Savage. In our last show, we talked about your feelings, and if you can feel it, you can receive it. You learn how to harness the force of love for your money, health, career, business, or whatever it is that you want, relationships. Remember that love is the incredibly powerful, positive force of energy. Love is energy. That's what it really is. It's a very, very powerful force. Love is energy. And so what you focus on, you love. We're going to go right into this, but I'm going to stop here and remind you that if you would like to have more information on myself or what it is that I do, you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is a blog. And on there, you can even get some freebies from that site and download a free hypnosis audio. It will tell you how to do it. If you should have any questions or problems doing that, simply email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay. Oh, one thing, too. We're going to do things a little bit differently today before I get into this and get started. You can find, we're talking about how to manifest wealth and riches through the power of the mind. And so in order to really help you progress and keep focused, keep your mind focused very positively, you can find a hypnosis audio for you to do so with a hypnosis audio that you can download right now for only $9.99. It is called How to Become Rich and Wealthy Through the Power of Attraction with Hypnosis by CJ Savage. It will keep you focused, and what it actually does, it will trick your superconscious mind into believing something that is really not true right now. But remember that whatever you can conceive and believe, you will achieve. So the universe will bring you whatever it is that you really focus on repeatedly with doing this by repeating this over and over in your mind. So if you want to get this CD or just the hypnosis audio, which you can download right now, if you choose to do that, then when you focus on what it is that you really want, you need to stick with that and not keep changing your mind. Just keep focused on the same thing every time. You don't worry about where it's going to come from or how you're going to get it or how you're going to pay for it or anything else. You just focus on the end result, what it is that you want. Imagine it as if you already have it. Feel it as if you already have it. And the universe will, it knows better. It will bring it to you. In order for you to get this, you can either go to my blog, and you will find it there at www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, or you can go directly to www.cdbaby, that stands for compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist, it's A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJ Savage. So your website address is www.cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage. And also there you can get a free preview of that hypnosis audio. You can click on it and listen to, I think it's maybe 30 seconds of it, without paying for anything. We're going to do things a little differently today. I'm going to give you the show just as you have expected. Then towards the end, in about an hour, you can call in. The lines will be open for an additional 30 minutes. So I could be on here for as long as 90 minutes, and if no one calls, then I will hang up. But if you wish to call, then I will keep the lines open for an additional 30 minutes. If you would like to be a guest on the line, if you have anything to say or add to the program, then you may call in at 347-637-2998. Again, that's 347-637-2998. I'm also preparing to start a mastermind group online through teleconferences, webinars, teleseminars, conference calls, etc. If you think you would like to be interested, if you would be interested in joining this group, we would love to have you. It will be a mastermind, which I am preparing now to get us started. And if you're interested, please email me at thehypnosisqueen, that is thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com, or you may text or call 217-473-5412. You can also, during the show today, you can log into Blog Talk Radio and click on chat, and then you can join me in the chat room at any time. Please, if you listen to my show and you like it, please click on like or follow and share it with your friends. Tell at least one person that you know to join. Okay, we're going to get back into this. Sorry for the interruption. I just wanted to get you on those notes. Okay. Remember what you focus on. You basically, you love, good or bad, you love it. So be careful what you focus on, because whatever you focus on, it expands. Whatever you feed into your energy, into it, it's going to expand. Now, we're talking about feelings here, and I'm going to take the information today basically from Rhonda Burns. And what she had to say in, it's the book called The Power, about feelings and how you're able to change your life or any part of your life that you want to change with this knowledge of how easy it is to harness the force of love using the creation process, imagining and feeling that you have what you want already. Do you understand that? It's kind of like as if you were a child, just it's like a pretend thing, pretend and fantasize. Imagine and feel as if you already have something that you want already. The law of attraction copies whatever you give, so you must imagine and feel as if you are, if you already have it. It's like using your imagination, the imagination, the pretend game. Have you ever heard fake it till you make it? Well, it's the same, good or bad, right or wrong, negative or positive. Imagining and feeling as if you already have something, then you can literally attract that into your life. You know, have you ever known someone that had a job that they would pretend to be sick? They try to play the part out, and they would, you know, try to feel sick and try to imagine what it feels like to be sick, and they're always playing sick and said, you know, I just got to convince them I'm sick. And so they try to convince themselves first so they can really play the part, and then the next thing you know, they really do become sick, and then they only wish that they could go to work. I have friends like that. Okay, the law of attraction copies whatever you give, so you must imagine and feel as if you already have it. So many of you are masters at this when it comes to something negative. Why is it that it's so easy to imagine and feel and believe the negative so much easier than it is the positive? We're going to talk about and learn to use what is called the creation process. It's a scientific process. And when you learn to do this and use it, you're going to find that you can manifest really anything that you really want. Using the creation process, you can be whatever you want to be in your life. You can do whatever you want to do in your life. And you can have whatever you want to have in your life. And now we're going to talk about how you make this creation process work for you. We were talking last week about losing weight just before we got cut off at the end of the show last week. And I was telling you that using hypnosis works, and it works very, very well. But when I hypnotize my clients to lose weight, they have to understand, I emphasize and repeat over and over, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And we are all hypnotizing ourselves all the time, are we not? So to use hypnosis to lose weight is really very easy, and it's very successful, and it works very, very well. But if you are a very negative person and you're always talking very negative and you're very self-critical, then even with the hypnosis, with the using hypnosis to lose weight is going to be very difficult because you're hypnotized to lose weight, and now your eating patterns have changed and your thought process has changed, and you don't want to snack between meals, and you don't want to overeat, and you don't have a desire for foods that are not good for you, that are healthy, unhealthy, and fattening, rich, greasy, sweet, fattening foods you don't want. Then hours pass, or maybe even an hour, I don't know, maybe it's minutes, and then you're looking in the mirror going, I'm so fat, I can't stand the way I look, my clothes don't fit, my clothes are too tight. I mean, are you one of these people? Because when you're doing this constant inner chatter going on is all self-hypnosis, and you've just undone all the good that you just did when you did your hypnosis to lose weight. Then you're saying, oh, no, you can't lose weight because you're so fat, and you're so critical of yourself that you just wanted to tear yourself down. So it's all now back to square one. Well, life is actually like that all the time. I try to teach my clients to stop all of the negative thinking and the negative talk, which stops the negative feelings. And the most power that you can go from your inner self is with your feelings. Your superconscious mind, the thoughts that are there, it feels it. And the source energy, the universal, call it what you want, source energy, source, God, the universal light of life's energy, it responds to your feelings. So if you want to get control of your feelings, you have to get control of your thoughts that you think. And the thoughts that you think has to be on the positive, well, I can't say all the time, 100% of the time, but certainly most of the time. And remember I talked to you last week about if you could just get to 51% of the time, then if the negative feelings and thoughts are on one side of the teeter-totter and the other one's on the positive and good feelings are on the other side of the teeter-totter, that if you're positive 51% of the time, you're going to tip the teeter-totter and go the other way where you're a more positive person. So you have to stop the negative thinking, because if you're going to get into this program that I'm guiding you through, if you really want to be successful, you have to stop the negative thoughts that you think, which stops the negative feelings that you feel. I know that you may have someone say something to you that hurts your feelings, or someone does something to you that upsets you, but, you know, I have found that even if that is true, it might bother me for literally, we're talking seconds, and then I'm thinking, if someone gets mad about something that didn't go their way or whatever, and if they take it out of me, I just simply think, you know, might upset me for a few seconds, and then I realize, you know, they're only hurting themselves. They're not hurting me, they're hurting themselves. And I'm in control of my own thoughts, my own feelings. I choose to stay and be positive. That's what I want to be, and that's the way I will stay. Now, can I say that way 100% of the time? No, but it certainly is much more than what it used to be a few years ago. You know, instead of dwelling on something for all day long and all night or days or weeks, I let it go. I've learned to let it go, completely let it go within seconds or a few minutes. So my thoughts and feelings are positive like 99% of the time. Remember, you are in charge of your own attitude. Life is full of choices, and you have free will. You can either choose to be negative and have a pity party and feel sorry for yourself or be mad about something, or you can move on. Because remember, the past is the past, and what is done is done. Look forward to the future, and just look at the past always as learning lessons, or you learn to let go. But all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and everything that we're talking about here is about self-hypnosis. You are in complete control of yourself, your mind, and I mean all the time. You are in complete control. You can choose the thoughts that you think if you want to master your mind, and if you don't, then your mind is controlling you. So which is it? Which one do you want to be? Is your mind controlling you and feeding you all this negative stuff that is running through your inner self without control over it? Can you stop it? Can you stop it and start thinking positive feelings and raise your vibration to feeling good again instantly? Have you trained yourself to do that? Because if you haven't, then you need to go back and listen to my previous shows and learn how to do that. The shows that tells you how to master your mind. I give you one little tiny trick, which is a very simple, easy task that some people think is so simple it couldn't possibly work, but it really does. It's really very successful. You can wear a very thin rubber band on your wrist, and every time, and you have to be very honest with yourself, every time that you think a negative thought, which will lead to a negative feeling, when you do, you snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist and replace that thought immediately with a positive thought, a positive, maybe just an affirmation. And if you don't have any affirmations that you know of yourself, then let me give you some. I have a lot of really good affirmations. And an affirmation is just simply a statement that you can repeat over and over. And if you say it often enough, then it tricks the you have to understand, you have two very distinct levels of thinking, two very different modes of consciousness. You have your physical conscious, which is usually feeds you all the negative chatter, and it has what we call a negative, it's a critical factor, which is always feeding you negative stuff. The physical mind is when you wake up in the morning, you decide what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. It's full of choices and you think, or it does the thinking for you and fills you full of chatter. The superconscious mind, once known as the subconsciousness, does not have a critical factor, and it will accept anything that you feed it as long as it's not against your morals, your desires, or your beliefs. So if you think something over and over in your physical mind, repetition will actually trick that superconscious mind in believing something even if it's not true right now. For example, if you have worries, concerns about your health, then every time you snap that rubber band and you stop that negative thought or feeling, whatever it is that's going on in your physical mind, then instantly fill your mind with a positive affirmation. Something like, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. If you just want to focus on your health, just simply say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. And always feel grateful at the end when you say that. Say, I am eternally grateful for my good, good health. I am really, really grateful for my good health. And if you have really poor health, you might even feel pretty silly saying that at first, but trust me, if you keep saying that over and over, your health status will change for the better. Your cells in your body will respond. Your superconscious mind is the spiritual part of you. It is pure energy that took in over your body and filled your body up. It filled every single cell of your body. So every time you think and talk and feel something very negative, those cells in your body feel that. And the only thing that you're really mad at is yourself. The only one you can be mad at is yourself. The only one you can hate is yourself. The other person doesn't feel it. If you feel hate or anger, then it's like drinking poison, and the other person, you expect the other person to feel it, and they don't. Only you do. You're the only one that is going to feel that very negative feeling from thinking and talking very negative. On the other hand, it goes the other way. If you think and talk very positive, the cells once again respond. And when you're repeating over and over in your mind, just filling that idle thoughts and thinking with, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy, then your body's going to respond to that. And then feel it as if you mean it. Say it as if you mean it with all your heart. Feel it as if it's true, and just feel really grateful for having a very strong, loving body. And that's what you'll become. Now, if you have an affirmation, something like if you want to keep it more neutral and just keep your thoughts very positive, then if you should have a very negative thought, then just simply snap your rubber band and then instantly start saying to yourself something like, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it as if you mean it. Say it in your own mind. If you're sitting with a crowd of people and you can't say it out loud, then say it on your inner self. Say it as if you're trying to convince that self of yours, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. The whole point here is to stop the negative thinking and getting control over the thoughts that you think. And when you master your mind and you are in control of the thoughts that you think, and if you wear that rubber band and you do it for 30 days, you will learn to master your mind and be in perfect and complete control of the thoughts that you think all the time. Now imagine, what would your life be like if you didn't ever think or talk negative? Well, I can tell you, it would be amazing. You would feel good all the time. You would feel lighter and happy, or happier. You could focus on what it is that you really want to be. You can focus on what it is that you really want to do. And you can focus on what it is that you really want to have. And when I say focus, I mean you put your heart and soul and energy into whatever it is that you really want, and it becomes a burning desire. A burning desire is something that you really want so badly you can taste it. You think about it every day. You want it so badly, it's not a matter of how you get it or when you get it. You just know you're going to get it, whatever it is you want to do or have or be. You're going to achieve that no matter what, and you will not take no or excuses even within yourself for any reason. So the whole point here is just to get rid of all that negative chatter that's running through your mind here. That negative chatter is always telling you why you can't or aren't or won't or haven't, etc., etc., that makes you feel all the negative reasons why you're not. Do you understand that? Negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit, and bad habits can be broken. You can break it. You can break this bad habit of negative thinking simply with nothing other than just a real thin little rubber band that you wear on your wrist. Snap it whenever you have a negative thought, and tell people while you're wearing that rubber band you just want to get rid of all the negative energy in your life. You don't want to talk or think about anything that's negative. And allow those around you that if you should say anything negative and you do not snap that rubber band, they are allowed to snap it for you. Trust me, they will. They will dive across the room to snap that rubber band for you. And if they like you, they will be aware that you do not want to hear or talk or be around negative people or negative chatter. So they will honor that, and they will be very conscientious themselves of what it is that they talk about. If you find them talking more negative than ever, then maybe you should find new friends and move on somewhere else. Remember to focus on what it is that you really, really, really want is your heartfelt desire, a burning desire. You figured out what it is that you wanted when I had you to write your list out of your goals, the reasons why you want it. If you write out a list of your goals, put down 10, 30, or 100 goals, things that you think you really want, or things you want to do, or things you want to have, you write that down. And then beside that, you'll write why you want it. And when you write this out on paper, why you want it, you're going to figure out that if your why is not really very strong, you don't have any really good or strong reasons why you want something, then it isn't a good goal, and you don't even really want it. And if your goal is really strong, you'll find that you have more and more and more and more reasons why you want it. And the next thing you know, you realize this is maybe the most important thing. You take those goals that I had you write, and you just simply eliminate everything except one or two of the most important goals that you put on that paper, where you have found that is your heart's desire, that you create a burning desire for whatever it is that you want there. So you reduce it down to one or two goals, because that is what you're going to focus on. And what you focus on, you're putting energy into. And the energy that you put into it, the more energy you put into it, the stronger and more powerful that goal becomes, and you can reach it and attain that easier. But if you have a whole bunch of goals and you're trying to focus on all of them, then you're scattering your energy out so much so that it will be very difficult for you to achieve it. But before you reach for a really, really big goal, you know, if you're sitting on a $20,000 income working as a secretary somewhere and you want to own a multi-million dollar business, then it's going to take a lot longer to achieve that than it would a small goal. So what I want you to do is, before you reach for a really, really big goal out there, something huge, I want you to first build your confidence with just a few smaller things, small goals. What we're going to do is we're going to teach you to manifest into your life some little things that you'd really, really like or really want or really want to do, and make that very simple, easy, achievable kind of things, but not something that is in your life on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to go back to the power, and I'm going to tell you how Rhonda Burns puts it exactly, because you're going to learn to work with this scientific creation process and make it work for you. She says, Rhonda Burns says, that when you begin working with the creation process, you might want to start by attracting something unusual. When you specifically attract something unusual, you'll be left in no doubt about your power when you receive it. Here's an example. One young woman began choosing to attract a very specific flower. It's called a white calla lily. She imagined holding the flower in her hand. She imagined smelling the flower. And she felt having that calla lily. She felt it. 2 weeks later, she went to a friend's house for dinner, and there in the centerpiece of the table was a bouquet of white calla lilies, the very flower and color she had imagined. She was excited to see the lilies, but she didn't say anything to her friend about her imagined flower. As she was walking out the door at the end of the evening, her friend's daughter spontaneously plucked one white calla lily from the vase and put it in her hand. Now, remember that the law of attraction says whatever you give, you receive. If you think of the law of attraction as a mirror, an echo, a boomerang, or a copying machine, it will help make you clearer on what to imagine and feel. The law of attraction is like a mirror, because a mirror reflects back exactly what is in front of it. The law of attraction is like an echo, because whatever you give out is exactly the echo that comes back. The law of attraction is like a boomerang, because whatever boomerang you throw is the exact same boomerang that comes back to you. The law of attraction is like a copying machine, because whatever you give is reproduced exactly, and you will receive back an exact copy. A few years ago, Rhonda was in Paris for some work. She says, I was walking down the street when a woman rushed past me wearing one of the most beautiful skirts I had seen, intricately detailed in Parisian style. My reaction was love. What a beautiful skirt. A few weeks later, I was happily driving to work in Melbourne, Australia, when I was forced to stop because another driver was trying to do an illegal U-turn at an intersection. As I looked at a store window where I had been forced to stop, I saw the exact same skirt I had seen on the woman in the streets of Paris. I could not believe my eyes. When I got to work, I called the store and they told me they had received only one skirt from Europe in that style, and it was the skirt in the window. Of course, the skirt was my size, and when I went to the store to purchase the skirt, it was reduced to half price, and the store attendant told me they had not ordered the skirt, that it had just appeared in their order accidentally. Now, I realize there are no accidents. There is no such thing as an accident. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. Have you not ever heard that? Because it is true. It is part of the universal laws. There is no such thing as an accident. Just like this person made an illegal U-turn and forced her to stop. She stopped, and in that window was the skirt that she had wanted, that she had seen and loved. The only thing I had done to bring that skirt to me was to love it. And from Paris to the suburban street in Australia, through circumstances and events, the exact same skirt was delivered to me. This is the magnetic power of love. That is love's law of attraction in operation. When you imagine anything positive that you want and love, you're harnessing the force of love. When you imagine something positive, something good, and you feel love for it, that is what you are giving, and that is what you will receive. If you can imagine it and feel it, then you can receive it. But what you're imagining must come from love. Let me remind you again that love is a very powerful, positive force of energy. So love is energy. It's not a thing, it's energy. Whatever you're imagining must not harm another person. Imagining something that brings harm to another person comes not from love, but from a lack of love. And with certainty, any negativity, even imagined, will turn back with an equal ferocity on the person who sent it. Whatever you give, you receive. I have told you many, many times, make your goals, but make sure that whatever that you imagine or your goals that you write does not go against man, nature, or God. If it goes against man, nature, or God, it is actually going against yourself, period. It's just like if you want to be angry at someone or feel hate for someone, then you're not, that person doesn't feel any hate. When you hate someone, quote, unquote, you're not hating anyone or anything. You're only hating yourself. You're only angry at yourself. Remember that. So you might want to think twice before you get really hateful or really angry at anything or anybody, because you are not bringing any harm to anyone except yourself. While you may think that you're hating someone, what it's really happening is it's like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. They don't. You do. But Rhonda says, but what I want to tell you something fantastic about the force of love and your imagination. The highest and best thing you think is possible is nothing compared to what the force of love can bring you or give you. Love has no limits. If you want to be full of vitality and happiness with an incredible zest for life, the force of love can give you health and happiness at levels far beyond what you have seen. I am telling this so you can start to break the boundaries of your imagination and stop putting limits on your life. Push your imagination to the limits and imagine the best and highest that you can, that you possibly can, of whatever it is that you want. The difference between someone who is struggling and someone who has a fabulous life comes down to one thing, and that's love. Those who have a great life imagine what they love and want, and they feel the love of what they're imagining more than other people. People who are struggling are unintentionally using their imagination for what they don't love and don't want, and they're feeling the negativity of what they're imagining. It's such a simple thing, but it creates vast differences in people's lives, and you can see the difference everywhere you look. Christian Larson said, the secret of the mastermind is found wholly in the use of imagination. Now, back to Rhonda Byrne. History has proven that those who dare to imagine the impossible are the ones who break all human limitations. In every field of human endeavor, whether science, medicine, sports, the arts, technology, the names of the people who imagine the impossible are engraved in our history. By breaking the limits of their imagination, they change the world. Your entire life is what you have imagined it to be. Everything that you have or don't have, every situation and circumstances of your life is what you have imagined it to be. The problem is that many people imagine the worst. True or true? Yes or yes? They're turning the most wonderful tool against themselves. Instead of imagining the best, many people are in fear and imagine all the things that can go wrong. And as surely as they keep imagining and feeling those things, they happen. Whatever you give, you receive. Imagine and feel the best and the highest you can in every area of your life, because the best you can imagine is a piece of cake for the force of love. Rhonda Byrne said that when my family settled in the United States, we flew our 15-year-old dog, Cabby, to be with us. And one night, not long after Cabby had arrived, he imagined to get out of a small gap in the fence. Our home backs onto the mountain, so it was far from an ideal situation. In the dark, they searched for the streets and the trails leading up to the mountains, but our dog was nowhere to be found. As my daughter and I were searching, negative feelings of anguish began to increase. I knew we had to stop searching and change the way we were feeling inside immediately. The negative feelings were telling us that we were imagining the worst, and we had to change the way we were feeling quickly and imagine the best. At that point, every possible outcome could still happen, and we had to choose the outcome of having Cabby safely home with us by imagining and feeling that he was home. We returned home, and we pretended that our dog was with us. We put food in his bowl as though he was there. We imagined hearing the bell around Cabby's neck as he walked down the hallway. We talked to him and called out his name as though he was there. My daughter went to bed imagining that her best friend of 15 years was sleeping next to her, right in her bed, as he always did. Early the next morning, we discovered a notice on a tree at the foot of the mountain saying that someone had found a little dog. It was Cabby. Just as we imagined, our dog returned home safely to us. No matter what challenging situation that you may find yourself in, imagine the best outcome and feel it. And when you do, you will change the circumstances and you will change the situation into what it is that you want. Little do most people realize that you have so much power over the outcome of any circumstances and situation that you're in. How many times have I told you in my past shows that your attitude is everything? What you think and imagine and feel can change the outcome in any circumstances, good or bad, whichever way you want to go. But if you think and act and feel very negative, then the circumstances are going to have a very negative outcome. Whatever you can imagine already actually exists. Whatever you desire, you can imagine already exists. It doesn't matter what it is. If you can imagine it, it already exists in creation. 5,000 years ago, ancient scriptures recorded that all of creation was done and complete, and that anything that could possibly be created already exists. Now, 5,000 years later, quantum physics has confirmed that every single possibility of anything and everything actually exists now. What that means for you and your life is that whatever you can imagine for yourself in your life already exists. It's impossible for you to imagine anything that doesn't exist. Creation is complete. Every single possibility exists. So when you imagine breaking a world record or traveling to the Far East or being full of health or being a parent, those possibilities of you doing those things exist in creation right now. If they didn't exist already, you would not be able to imagine them. To bring the things that you desire and love from the invisible into the visible life, all you have to do is give love for what you want through your imagination and feelings. Imagine your life the way you want it to be. Imagine everything that you want. Take your imagination with you every day and imagine what it would be like if your relationships were all wonderful. Imagine how you would feel if your job suddenly took off. Imagine how your life would be if you had the money you need to do what you love. Imagine how you would feel if you were overflowing with health. Imagine how you would feel if you could do what you wanted to do. Use all of your senses to imagine what you want. And if you want to travel to Italy, imagine the smell of olive oil and the taste of pasta. Hear Italian words being spoken to you. Touch the stone of the Colosseum and feel being in Italy. In conversations and in your thoughts, say, imagine if, and then fill in the rest of the sentence with what you want. If you're talking to a friend and they're complaining because their work colleague got a promotion and they didn't, help them by saying, imagine if the reason that you didn't get that promotion is that you are being promoted to an even bigger role with way more money. Because the truth is that the possibility of your friend being promoted to an even bigger role with way more money already exists, and if they can imagine and feel it, they can receive it. Again, how many times have I said, whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. That's universal law. That is the power of the superconscious mind, the power of your subconsciousness, the power of your higher self. Whatever you can imagine and feel it, then you can receive it. Use your imagination and create games so that you feel really good. Whatever you can imagine is waiting for you, fully created in the invisible. And the way to make it visible is to harness the force of love by imagining and feeling what you love. After graduating from college, a young woman struggled for months and months trying to get a job. Her biggest obstacle was imagining having a job when she didn't have one. She wrote in her journal every day that she was grateful for the job that was coming to her, but still no job. Then she had a sudden realization. Her desperate actions of applying for one job after another was saying very loudly and clearly to the law of attraction that she didn't have a job. So here's what this young woman did that changed everything. She decided to use her imagination and live as though she were already employed. She set her alarm clock early, as if she had to get up to go to work. Instead of writing in her journal that she was grateful for the job that was coming, she wrote how grateful she was for the success in her job and for the people that she worked with. She planned the clothes that she would wear to work each day. She set up a savings account for her paychecks. Within 2 weeks, she felt as though she really had a job, and then out of the blue, a friend told her about a position that had become available, and she went for an interview, got the job, and received everything she had written about in her journal. True story. Can you play the part? Can you use your imagination? Can you imagine it? Can you feel it? Because if you can, then you can receive it. When using the creation process, use all the props that you can to generate the feeling that you have what it is that, what you want already. Whatever it is that you want, just use props, whatever you can, to generate the feeling that you actually have for what it is that you want. Surround yourself with items of clothing, pictures, photographs, relevant objects so that you can imagine and feel the feelings of having what you want. If you want new clothes, make sure that you have space in your wardrobe with empty clothes hangers ready for your new clothes. If you want to bring more money into your life, does your wallet have space for money or is it full of irrelevant bits of paper? If you want the perfect partner, you must imagine and feel that that person is with you now. Are you sleeping in the middle of your bed? Or are you sleeping on one side because your partner is on the other side of your bed? If your partner were with you now, you would be using only half the space in your wardrobe because your partner's clothes would be in the other half of the wardrobe. Do you set your table for two people or for one person? Just putting out an extra place is something you can easily do. Do your best not to contradict your desire and your day-to-day actions, and instead use the world of props that surround you to feel as though you have already have whatever it is that you want. These are just simple little things that you can do with props in your imagination, but they are incredibly powerful. One woman used props and her imagination to receive a horse. She had wanted a horse all her life, but she could not afford to buy one. She wanted Chestnut Morgan Gelding, and a Morgan would cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So she imagined seeing the exact horse she wanted each time she looked outside her kitchen window. She put a picture of a Chestnut Morgan horse on the screen of her laptop computer. Whenever she had the opportunity, she doodled drawings of the horse. She began looking at horses for sale, and even though she couldn't afford them, she kept looking at them. She took her children to a store, and together they tried on riding boots. She looked at saddles. She bought the only things that she could afford in the horse blanket, lead, the horse brushes, and she kept them on display so she could see them every day. Sometime later, the woman went to a horse expo in her town. A raffle was being held at the expo, and the first prize was a Chestnut Morgan, the exact same horse she had been imagining. True story. And, of course, she won the raffle and received her horse. Your senses are props, too, so use all your senses to help you feel that you have what you want. Feel the touch of what you want with your skin. Taste it. Smell it. See it. Hear it. One man worked with all his senses to bring himself multiple job offers. He had applied for 75 positions over 3 years and had not received a single job offer. Then he used his imagination and all his senses to imagine he had his dream job. He imagined every detail in his new office. He touched the keys of his computer in his imagination. He smelled the lemon scent of the furniture polish on his new, huge mahogany desk. He imagined his work colleagues. He gave them names. He had conversations with them. He had meetings with them. He even tasted the tacos at lunch breaks. Okay, some people would call him crazy, and that might sound crazy, but, you know, if you use your imagination and you really play with it, focusing on what it is that you really want, bring in all your senses. Again, what you can conceive and believe you will achieve. This man here, 7 weeks later, he began receiving requests for interviews. Then requests for second interviews poured in. Then he received not only one fantastic job offer, but two. He accepted the job he loved the most, and it was his dream job. Know that when you have completed your part in the creation process, creation is done. You are no longer in the old world where you didn't have what you wanted. You have moved into a new world that contains the very thing that you want, even if you can't see it yet. Know that you will receive it. Here are some points of power. To harness the force of love in your life to bring something that you want or change something you don't want, the creation process is always the same. Imagine it, feel it, receive it. Your imagination connects you to what you want. Your desire and feeling of love create the magnetism, the magnetic power drawing your desire to you. Imagine yourself being with your desire. At the same time, feel love for what you're imagining. Desire what you want with all your heart, because desire is a feeling of love, and you must give love to receive what you love. When you imagine anything possible that you want and love, you are harnessing the force of love. Push your imagination to the limits and imagine the best and highest that you possibly can of whatever it is that you want. Whatever desire you can imagine already exists. It doesn't matter what it is. If you can imagine it, it already exists in creation. In conversations and in thoughts, say, imagine if, and then complete the sentence with what you want. Use props. Surround yourself with items of clothing, pictures, photographs, and relevant objects so that you can imagine and feel the feelings of having what you want. Your senses are props too. Use all your senses to help you feel that you have what you want. Feel it. Taste it. Smell it. See it. And hear it. When you have completed your part in the creation process, you have moved into a new world that contains the very thing you want, even if you can't see it yet. Know that you receive it. Now, one of the things that the people, it's very common in many books that's been written, that you can create what is called a vision board. If you create a vision board, then you need to look at it like once a day, every day, morning and night, really. If you really want to attract it, if you create a vision board, you can have a vision board and put the things on there that you want or want to attract into your life and then go around with your negative thinking and talk negative, gossip about people, wish worse on others, or so on and so on. You're going to have to master the mind and stay very positive and feel good. And when you look at that vision board, what I just went through, if you didn't get it, go back to the very beginning and you will bring in your senses. You will just imagine maybe feeling it or smelling it or tasting it. And if it's maybe you want to cruise, for example, if you're on a cruise, maybe feel being on the boat, maybe hearing the ocean, the waves splash against the cruise liner. Imagine sitting on the deck in the sun having a drink. Imagine the people that are on the cruise with you. Do you get the picture yet? Do you see? Do you smell? Do you hear? Do you taste? Imagine it. And you do that on a daily basis, but you can't do that on a daily basis and then turn around and be negative about everything and keep attracting all the negative stuff, because when you think and act and feel negative, angry, jealous, hateful about anything and everything, then you are repelling what it is, the good in your life. Remember, the people that have the things that they really want in their life, focus on what it is they love. Focus on the things that they care about. They're just very positive people. But if you're more negative, focusing on the things that you don't love, then you're repelling the things that you really want, the good and the positive. Remember, life is like an echo. It's like a mirror. If you didn't get it, go back and listen to it again. So the vision board is very, very powerful. And on that vision board, you can cut out pictures. You can put, you know, props on there. Maybe if you want to have a flower garden, then put different pictures of the flowers that you want to put into your garden. You might even paste some real flowers on your garden, so on your vision board, so you can actually smell those flowers. Or maybe it's a cruise that you want. Or maybe it's $1 million so that you have the money to buy a farm or some land or a house and land that you really want. Whatever it is, make your vision board and put as much detail on that board as you possibly can. Then you need to look at it every day and imagine it, sense it, feel it, put all the senses into whatever it is. But don't try to focus on a whole bunch of things, because you can't possibly do that. Your energy becomes so scattered that you can't put enough energy into one or two things to a whole bunch of things and attract it to you. It'll take a much longer process. And if you're a newbie at this, if you're just getting started in doing this now, then I would suggest that you cut your goals down to one or two things. And as I said, you might start with something maybe kind of unusual, something different that you don't have in your life every day. Just like I talked about the lilies, the white lilies that she just imagined. Start with something very unique and something simple and small and focus on that. Write it down on paper. Make a little vision board of just that one thing and focus on every morning and night, feeling it, thinking about it, getting all your senses involved in having that. And realize that what you seek seeks you. You're drawing to that. But again, you can really focus on something and have something very, very positive that you want. But again, you will repel it if most of the time that you are focusing on negative stuff, stuff that you don't like, don't want, people that make you mad or angry or jealous. You can't do that most of the time. Then turn around and it's like, okay, I'm being positive now. This 15 minutes out of the whole day, I'm going to be really positive, and the rest of the day be really negative. If you are being positive and you have mastered your mind and you are in control of the thoughts that you think, and most of the time you are very positive, then your vision board or whatever it is that you're focused on, your one or two goals, it will happen for you magically. It will come to you. It will just happen. The universe knows more and has more power, and it will find ways to bring something, whatever it is, to you. Okay. Now, if you want to call in, if you have any comments or questions, you can call in, and the number that you can call into as a guest, if you would like to join me, is 347-637-2998, or you can join me in the chat room if you would like to make a comment. If you make a comment, I will try to address it and comment on it. Again, I had someone who did a vision board years ago, and they're still waiting. If you want that vision board to be powerful and really work for you, you're really going to have to focus on that vision board on a daily basis and keep your mind and your feelings very positive. And if you have a really burning desire for something, you don't have to be reminded to think about it. You'll think about it all the time. And if you can't think about it all the time because you're an extremely busy person, then make notes. Put them on the bathroom mirror when you're getting ready, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, on the refrigerator, on the dash of your car, when you're driving. You can make these notes and focus. You can have your own little tiny vision boards or affirmations. If whatever it is that you want to draw into your life or have or be or do, then you can stay focused with notes. Okay? Now, if you want to download the hypnosis audio, you can go to www.cdbaby, that is C as in compact, D as in disc, baby, B-A-B-Y, .com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJSavage, and that's CJSAVAGE. You can download that for $9.99. It is the hypnosis audio, Become Rich and Wealthy Through the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. It is about 40 minutes long. It is thorough. It is very powerful. Again, if you're going to use that, then you need to focus on one or two things, and each time that you listen to it on a daily basis for like 30 to 60 days. And each time you listen to it, you need to repeat over in your mind the same thing that you're focusing on each time. You do not want to change your goals constantly or frequently. Just stick with one thing until you've achieved it. Once you've achieved it, you can change your goal in your hypnosis. Thank you for the comments on the text messages and on the chat room. I'm sorry if I seem distracted. I'm looking over the computer and my phone, and I appreciate the comments. And if you don't get this for any reason, if this seems like a foreign language to you, then I would advise you to go back and listen to it again until you get it. Because when something is new information, it's hard to grasp upon the first time when it's something new and different. But when someone hears something three times, it will soak deep into your soul and you'll really get it. Each time you listen to it, just like a movie, you'll get more out of it. You'll maybe hear or focus on something that you didn't hear or realize that you heard before. So I would say if you've got something you really want to do, have, or be, then go back and listen to this. But you're going to have to master your mind. And to master the mind, you've got to get rid of your negative thinking. You've got to stop that negative chatter, because that negative chatter is your worst enemy. It's always telling you why you can't, you won't, you don't, you're not worthy, you don't have enough money, you're not educated enough or something. Anything that you want to have, to be, to do, to have, to be, or do, is not ever based on your talents, it's not based on money, it's not based on any of those things. It's based on your heart's desire. If you want it badly enough, and you focus and stay positive, and you feel it, sense it, and imagine it, if you imagine it, you can have it. But you're not going to get it if you keep being negative. You can't. People who have a very good life focus more on what it is they love than what they don't love. Again, I mean, you can turn any conversation, even if someone speaks negatively and says, you know, I think I'm going to lose my job. Say, well, imagine if you did, that a better job comes along, and the reason that you lose your job is because a better one is out there waiting for you, which I've actually, in where I'm from, many people have lost their jobs. Many businesses have closed down. But what I have seen, and I work with the public, what I have seen is attitude, again, is proven it is everything. Because those who look as though it's like God doesn't close one door without opening another, which is very true. You can put it in many different ways. But those who have a good attitude and believe that it's an opportunity, if they're losing their job, it's an opportunity for something better, then that's usually what happens. They turn right around, they get a better job, even one that pays more, and it's a better job than they had before. And those who go around complaining and whining and living in fear and afraid they're going to lose their home, their car, you know what? They end up without their job, and that's exactly, they end up living exactly what they feared the most. So life is full of choices. Attitude is your choice. You are in control of your attitude. If you can't have a good attitude and feelings, the negative feelings are taking over, then talk to yourself as if you're a third person and start saying affirmations like, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. And you say that with momentum. Say it with feeling. Say it as if you're trying to convince yourself with every cell of your being that it's true. And you know what? If you say it enough times and you keep doing that and put your feeling into it, it's going to become a fact. It's going to be really true. So you have to really play the part. Have you ever heard fake it till you make it? Well, that goes both ways, good or bad. You could, you know, go around and fake that you're going to be broke and poor and lose everything. And you know what? Play the part, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Play the part as if your life's going to get better, and if you're going to lose your job, you know what? That's because God has a really good plan for you, and that means that if one door closes, another door is going to open, and it's just an opportunity to make your life better. So, I mean, your attitude's everything. Life's full of choices. Okay, I don't have anyone calling in, and I would stay on here. If you want to call in and even just chat, open line, I will stay on here for a little bit. The number to call in, if you want to join me on the line, is 347-637-2998. By the way, I am working on getting together a mastermind group, which means if you'd like to join a group to get the help and the support that you need in order to achieve the goals of everything it is that you want to have or to do or to be, to do, have, or be, then join our group. We would love to have you. It will come together. We will do it with webinars, seminars, teleconferences, conference calling, whatever it is that works. But if you're interested in joining, please email me at thehypnosisqueen, that's that is thehypnosisqueen at thehypnosisqueen at AOL.com. That is thehypnosisqueen at AOL.com. Thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate them. You guys are great. I just love my listeners. I love the comments that I get, but I please ask you not to send me huge, big, long letters that takes me hours to read. I can read quite a bit. I can read pretty fast. But if you send me, I've had a couple people send me really big, long letters explaining their whole entire life. I don't have time to read that. You're going to have to just get to the point and tell me what it is that you need help with or what you need, and I can help you. But I can't have people send me books on their lives. I do appreciate the comments. I appreciate your questions. There isn't any question that is stupid or dumb, so don't be afraid of that. I'm going to end this with I'm going to end this show today, and join me back next week for part 7, and it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. You're going to finally get the grasp. By the time we get to the end of this, this is going to be very, very easy for you to be able to manifest and create whatever it is that you want to do, have, or be. It's just going to be a walk in the park, okay? So thank you for joining me, and I appreciate you listening.